All right, Grease Trap, Volume 5.
What up?
What up? I'm Adam Cantrell, and to my left is Dalton the Sizzler Sipes. I'm going to start this off being weird. We're new to this. We always forget to like plug our stuff, and I always feel weird doing it. But please like our stuff, subscribe to it. Pretty much the only people watching this right now are our friends. And I know they've got some friends that we're not necessarily mutual friends with. So, like, I don't know.
Like us up.
Share that ish, dog.
Like us and subscribe us.
I can breathe now.
Yeah.
I didn't realize I was just, like, plugged up and congested. I'm definitely getting one of those, like, neti pots. What are they? Navage?
Navage neti pots. I doctored him. I played God. Doctor.
My left sinus I couldn't even breathe out of, and he showed me this trick to like open my sinuses up. Now I think that's my new nervous autistic tick that I'm going to start doing is by doing that. In other news of me feeling like shit. So like definitely want to get that. Cause I feel like I've just been sick since December.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, man. I used to never get sick like ever. And then the older I get, the just worse my overall health is, which doesn't make sense because I'm essentially the definition of peak male physical fitness. So like, dude, I'm telling you, I'm just plumping up like a Christmas ham. You're dropping them LBs and I'm just picking them up right behind you. I started an hour before I came over. I ate like an entire pot of pasta, dude. Like, thought that would be a
full
good
pound,
idea.
Full
like,
pound of
so
pasta?
It was a pack of like gnocchi. Is that gnocchi?
Gnocchi.
Gnocchi?
Yeah.
Gnocchi.
Yeah, you yeah.
Yeah. So I was like, well, I'll just eat like half of this and save like the other half for lunch tomorrow. But I ate like a solid 80%. Like the 20% that's left is just sauce with Parmesan on it that I put in a Tupperware to feel good about myself. But like when I'm sitting down and eating, my belly just like rests. That's true. My belly rests on my lap. So I don't realize. And then when I stand up and gravity just takes over.
It takes
over. Dude, I'm like. And then I recently picked up smoking again because why the fuck not? Why not just add that cherry on top? So I hobbled downstairs after eating that pot of pasta and just smoked a cigarette, and I still haven't been able to catch my breath since then. But it's like little things are becoming a chore, dude, like getting out of the car and like sitting down and standing up, tying my shoe. Like, dude, I've got to do something.
Been there.
So yeah, and then like we were talking, I'm marrying my boss this weekend.
Yeah.
So I was like freaking out because I've got like this little garb that I wear. And I haven't worn it for like a year and a half. I'm like, dude, I'm a solid 30, 40 pounds plus on that, but it's still work. But dude, I'm telling you, them buttons, like you're gonna have to wear PPE
just to make sure you don't get busted, dude.
So yeah, so that's what I've got going on. I'm not feeling the greatest, but how about you, man? How are you feeling?
Dude, I'm doing good. I was in Florida again for a
world travel.
I know. This time was for a wedding. So we went to Marissa's best friend's wedding, and it was awesome. Great time. I did have a little bit of a ruiner moment there, actually. Mm. Kind of. Pseudo.
Do tell.
So it kind of works perfectly. So obviously I'm doing a calorie restriction right now. So I barely, like, I eat like 1,200 calories a day, usually one meal a day for people who don't know. And so I'm going to this wedding. So I'm not drinking right now. There's no room for any of that in there. So I go to this wedding. We get there at like 4:30 is when we got there. Marissa was in the wedding. So I show up. The wedding's at 5. So I take a sip of water in the car at 4:30 before I get out. Go sit to the ceremony. Great ceremony. It was outside in Florida and the weather cooperated. It was bad to the bone.
Nice.
And then they do like the cocktail hour, right? Cool. This is outside of the reception venue. And, you know, they have a bar out there. And then they have a jar of lemonade and iced tea self-served. And I was like, okay, lemonade's definitely got sugar on it. I had somebody try the tea for
me. Make sure it wasn't sweet.
And it was sweet. So I don't have that. So I go, oh, no big deal. I'll go up to the bar. I'll get a water.
How much tea would you have been put down if it was unsweetened?
Oh, a ton. Yeah, there would have been however much I wanted. So I go to the bar and I go, oh, can I just get a water? And he goes, oh, we don't have water. Or we don't have water at the bar. We have water over there. Never mind, we don't have water. He pointed to the table that the lemonade and the tea was at. No big deal. I figure cocktail hour, I'll live when we get in there. I get some water. Go in, the cocktail hour's over. We go into the reception hall. Once again, beautiful place, dude. They had it all set up, the DJ, like booth stuff, like really cool reception. But we sit down at our table, glass of water poured for everybody already. Awesome. So drink that water, eat my dinner or whatever. Drink. They come around and it was like a seated service. Yeah, it wasn't sure. So they, you know, they pour water again. I drink that one. Now the water has disappeared. I don't know where the catering company goes. I end up drinking the leftover Marissa's water because she's drinking. Like, everybody is drinking alcohol. And there is no water on the floor anywhere. There's that lemonade in the tea. The bar still doesn't have water. I know, bro.
How is that?
That's what I'm saying. Beautiful wedding. And this problem is very specific to me and what I'm doing right now, because who really out there can only drink water? But there was literally no water. I'm thinking, even if I'm drinking, I might want
to. That's what I'm
get
saying.
Some water in between. Like, that's usually what I do now that I'm mid 30s.
Exactly. When you get older, you realize to keep the marathon going,
you have to drink water.
Like, at a certain point, like, I'm going 2 booze drinks, 1 water, and then when you get a certain level of drunk, it's just 1 for 1.
Yeah. And that's, it'll keep you going, and then the next day, it'll do wonders
Game
for
changer.
You. Yeah. So, but I did think super specific problem, right? And that's only really going to affect me. I'm also budgeting into my calories. I ate 200 milligrams of edibles, which, so no big deal there, other than they dry you out a bit in the mouth, dude. They dry you out a little bit. So I'm feeling a bit like a lizard. I'm about to start sucking down Marissa's cocktail ice, bro, if I need, so I'm like, God damn, I need some water. Just for frame of reference, I got there at 4:30. We didn't leave till 11:30.
You got that Velcro tongue.
So that is, let's do the math on that. What, 7 hours? Yeah. 4 to 11, 7 hours. So I'm there for 7 hours, and I drank 3, like, not even glasses. You, like, think about what, like, an Aperol Spritz would come in. Like, I drank, so probably 12 ounces of water.
I'd be dry.
So
dude.
Here I am with my ruiner moment. I'm now in the bathroom, dude. And I'm standing at the sinks, and I got a dilemma. Do I risk getting caught at this nice wedding, drinking out of the sink, just my head under there?
Yeah.
Drinking? Well, so that's what I ended up doing.
I wouldn't have thought twice about it. But that's on them for not having water.
I at least scoped it out to make sure that I was the only one. It's out of place to drink.
Dude. There could be a line in that bathroom, and I'm guzzling. If they have the audacity to not have water, I wouldn't have put the mouth up to the nozzle. I would have done
Navajo'd it.
What the indigenous people used to, they used to go up to the water fountains and turn them on, cup their hands like so, and then I would have been hitting that all night, shameless. Wouldn't have cared.
Yeah, but the main problem was I just had.
Because even if you're not stoned and even if you're not drinking, like I will get cranky, like more so than like if I'm hungry. If I'm like thirsty and I'm dried out, like,
bro, you
need water more than you need food.
Straight up.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And so, yeah, I'm just dry as hell because you're carrying on conversation. I'm meeting all kinds of like I said, it's her best friend's wedding. I'm meeting all kinds of people.
You're getting them cotton corners in your mouth.
Bro, I refuse, bro. You ain't going to make a Jerry Agner out of me. No, you gotta make, like, you give it a wipe every once in a while when you know you got the tooth, dude.
Hit that tongue. Ooh. Well, that tongue's dry too, so it ain't doing nothing,
bro,
but spreading paste.
I'm living on the juice I can muster from my nicotine pouches, bro. I'm literally popping nicotine pouches just because, you know, it makes your mouth water a bit. Yeah, so I'm just like living off of sucking my Zen juice, dude. My Leonard Zennard's trying to keep me alive.
Oh my
dude.
God, that is so funny, man. You gotta do that's survival though.
First thing, dude, when we got back to Airbnb, I was like, I had like a Powerade Zero in there. I had a gallon of water. I was like, I want a sample of every liquid I got in this place right now.
That's hilarious, dude. Yeah, I would be miserable. I would be absolutely miserable.
And, you know, if you don't know me, liquids are a very important part of my life.
It's about the only thing filling your tummy these days.
Just in general, I like to stay hydrated. I like to keep my whistle wet. And that was a struggle, dude. I ain't gonna lie to you. Like,
that would be rough.
That was
seven hours?
Mm-hmm. Of just like, that's where I was literally like debating sucking ice and shit. I was about to be like,
were you getting cranky? Because I would have got cranky.
No, bro. I'm really good at like managing my mood. And like, also, I understand the situation I'm in. Like, I'm meeting people. Like, I need to be who I need to be. And so, like, I, even though I am thinking about water, and like, for sure, that's a thought I'm having most of the time, I'm able to like do a bunch of shit.
Put that aside or whatever.
You saw that. This will be a quick one because I can't show it to you right now. But that picture we took, dude, the awkward prom pose.
Oh, yeah. That was cool, dude, man. That was adorable.
That had me jiggling, dude.
Yeah, that's funny, man.
But yeah, really cool wedding. Everything was great outside of my specific problem of not being able to source water there, dude.
Oh, yeah. That's rough, dude. That's rough no matter like what your lifestyle choice is at the time, whether you're drinking or... I feel like it's worse in your position because that's all you've got.
Well, because
you probably didn't eat shit.
I ate very little. But yeah, it's... And you. I do use water as a filler, but... One other funny thing about this. So it's out in the middle of nowhere, Florida. Never heard of it before. And if you liked and subscribed and follow our Instagram, you'll see I was by a place called the Sausage Castle.
I saw that.
So Marissa was in the wedding. So we had to be there a day early for the rehearsal. And I'm driving in, and it's like, we're talking, I have to go down a dirt road for quite some time to get, it's literally in the middle of nowhere. So I'm going down this dirt road, and right before I take a right to get into here, I see that Jurassic Park logo, and I got pretty good vision with my glasses on. And I go, pretty sure that said Sausage Castle. And she's like, no, it's had the Jurassic Park logo. There's no way it said Sausage Castle.
Which the Jurassic Park logo in and of itself is enough to like pique my interest. Yeah, for sure.
That's what caught my attention.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I'm pretty sure that said that. And so we go do the rehearsal or whatever. And as we're driving out, I, you know, Hawkeye it. And I'm like, that for sure says Sausage Castle. So then the research was done. I end up finding out. And this is literally right beside this beautiful, gigantic wedding property. It's this guy that's just a nomad in Florida, and he just brings in like the edges of society into his place. It's like drug addicts and like people who like can't like ran away from home, and they just party there, dude. And
just the fringe. Okay, yeah, because I couldn't remember because I know when you brought that up, we looked it up, and I was like, yeah, what was it again?
Yeah, I read that whole article about him, and I have seen him on Reddit before. There was a viral video like around COVID time of like a big fat dude with a gun under his belly and then another crazy looking dude shooting the gun. The big fat dude with the gun under his belly is
the sausage.
The sausage castle.
Oh, yeah. Sausage castle.
I guess he's a lord. Wouldn't he be a castle?
If he's a castle, yeah. or a king.
King sausage. Yeah. He just lets in like, it sounds like if you're a normal person, you're probably not getting in. But like if you show up and you look a little homeless and have a hankering for some meth, he'll probably let you in.
Where's that dude getting his money from?
Really good question. I don't really get answers to that. I do know that this is like the fifth or sixth Sausage Castle. And he always gets like evicted. But in this case, I read the article, but I don't really remember. I think this property was a piece of shit that he lives on, and it's in the middle of nowhere. And he's willing to pay money on it. And he's like kind of fixed it up because that's what some of the people like, because most of the people who show up there have no money.
Right.
So they do work in exchange for stuff. Like this one chick remodeled the bathroom and shit. Like, so they,
that's a good system.
Yeah,
sure.
But
that's your lifestyle.
So they just get down there and it's like gated off with security cameras, says don't, you know, but
yeah.
So then I had to drop her off on wedding day to, you know, she had to be there way before me, like 6 hours before me. And I was like, I'm pulling over there and I'm getting that picture, dude. And so I pulled up there and got the picture. The dude's name is something Busey, and he claims to be related to Gary Busey.
I mean, it kind of fits the bill there.
Tracks.
Were the other locations that he got like evicted from or whatever also in Florida, or is this his first Florida location?
He's not from Florida, but he's been stationed in Florida for quite some time.
I was going to say, I feel like he's in his right environment too, like,
yeah,
in Florida.
Absolutely. Like, that's the kind of guy that hangs out with Gators, dude.
That is the Florida man. Mm-hmm. He is a Florida man.
Absolutely. But yeah, I was just blown away. And then I kept making like little side jokes to Marissa's sister because I was sitting beside her during the ceremony. I'd kind of lean over and I'd be like, just to think we're mere seconds away from the Sausage Castle right now.
You just walk around. Remember the old dude with the white beard at Jurassic Park, the movie?
Yeah.
He just got a Vienna sausage and a block of amber just on his,
yeah, dude.
Welcome to Sausage Park.
I said, dude, like, I would love to go there for a weekend and just submit to it, dude.
I wondered if you were just like, not like, yo, this piqued my curiosity.
I had the wrong clothes on.
Yeah, but I'm like, on. I got like an hour to kill. I don't know. You don't think he would have been like interested? Like, well, does he get like, that a lot?
So it's pretty far out. Like, somebody'd have to intentionally go there.
That's
basically.
Crazy. You happened upon it.
Yeah, I know. Literally happened upon it. And like, I think I could have talked myself in there. Like, been like, hey,
yeah.
I'm part of your kind in a way. In a weird way, I'm part of your kind. I won't judge you, certainly. You're free to do as you please. I just want to hang out. I think I could get in there. But I was joking because the wedding was on a Friday and we flew back Saturday morning. And I was kind of joking about that I was going to go to the Sausage Castle. And I said,
I bet they got water there.
I said, I said, Marissa just gets a text from me and says, change the flights to Monday morning.
That's funny.
I just submit to the
They've welcomed me.
They've welcomed me. I'm part of it now. I guess we're living here now, babe. We're at the Sausage Castle.
Wedding's off, Riss.
No, we're actually, instead of Ruiner, he's the officiant. We're getting married in Florida.
I'm the Duke of Sausage now.
I am the Duke of Sausage. Dude, that's hilarious. Yeah. But yeah, definitely would love to go there, though. No doubt about that.
Yeah, that's definitely interesting. What a guy. What a life. What and a I am guy, curious how he's got his like his means, because he's got to have some sort of means to like
probably sell drugs, bro. Yeah. Like, really? Yeah, that's the easy answer. Probably just sells drugs.
Yeah, definitely don't ask the Sausage King how he got his sausage money.
Yeah, you don't want to know how the sausage is made, bro. Yeah, dude.
That's hilarious, man.
Yeah. Dude.
So you got to be dog ass tired. Or are you recovered now at this point? Oh, yeah. Because you were nonstop.
Yeah. So I'm fully recovered. So we got back really early. Like I want to say like we got back here like 11 a.m. on Saturday.
Nice.
And all we did was sleep. We woke up at like 9:30, went and got Chipotle, slept, and then Sunday we didn't do shit. And then yesterday, two days ago, which was Monday, I still had that day off, which was a smart call. And we went and did the eclipse.
Yeah, the eclipse happened.
Dude, that was definitely sweet and blew me and my expectations away.
Did you go to like the full coverage spot?
We did. So
I'm so pissed I had to work, dude. I did not get full coverage.
I wasn't sure. If like Marissa would want to go, and like, dude, I wasn't sure what kind of state I'd be in, like after all that traveling and like doing all that. And I knew it was like my last day before I had to go back to work. So then Marissa's like, yeah, I want to do it. I was like, cool. And we actually, like, a side benefit of me playing disc golf is like knowing parks and stuff and where stuff is. Mm-hmm. So the park we went to was like inside of totality, obviously, but like not very far in. So as far as like travel time, dude, it's 30 minutes from here. And on the way back, it took us 40. So we got 10 minutes out of our time. There's people that take hours, dude, on the road to do this.
We weren't too far away from totality here.
No,
I think
we
got like 99% where I was.
Yeah, and so I picked like a open disc golf course to go to. And also that gave us something to do while we were waiting. Mm-hmm. Park was packed, but like not anywhere near like a place that would have been having like an event. And like we weren't the only like there was people out there playing too, like, which is kind of cool. And so we were about halfway through the course when it started getting crazy. And dude, I didn't know what to expect. I didn't really do like a whole lot of research. I just knew it was supposed to be cool. We did have the glasses and stuff.
Right,
I had ordered
those
ahead of time. And so like we're using the glasses and like you can see the moon starting to cover it and it's crazy. Mm-hmm. And one of the trippiest things, dude, and like really was like weird and like, you know, something I won't experience again. The minutes leading up to the eclipse, everything starts getting dark. Like outside,
right?
But your brain knows it's daytime, and like, of course I know what's happening. Of course I know it's an eclipse and all that. But like, I even said to Marissa, I was like, it feels like my vision is failing. Like my brain was like tripping out,
yeah,
dude.
Wild.
Like, and then you think about how like animals would like trip out or whatever. So like my brain is like playing tricks on me. Like I was like, because I can clearly still see in the distance with detail, so I know I can see, but it feels like my vision is failing. And then it just gets darker and darker and darker, and it just feels weird, dude. And then
they were studying the animals, I guess, at the Cincinnati Zoo. I'm sure other zoos too. They were like, yeah, we're gonna like study the animals and see how they react.
Yeah, and then, you know, it happens, and it's like dark, dude. Like it's not like full nighttime, but like only like the edge of the horizon has light, and it's crazy, bro. And
did you take your glasses off during the
during the totality, yeah. But the dude, it was really cool. Once again, as somebody who didn't know what to expect, I was like, dang. I was like, I'd drive up to probably 3 hours for that, dude. Really? Yeah,
dude, even with like the 99% coverage, I was out there. We got let out
of work. I hear it's a big difference.
We got let out of work like 30 minutes early. I'm talking, dude, there was the most minute little crescent like still visible. But like I was like all paranoid. I literally had the glasses like.
Yeah, I ain't trying to lose my vision.
Yeah, dude,
bro,
I had that shit pushed up to my face. But I stood out there probably 30 minutes. And like the whole plant was out there initially. And then by the time I took it off, I thought everybody was still there. I was like the last one in the park.
That's funny.
But I was like, I want to watch like all of this. Yeah. And so you saw it like, you saw it kind of cover and then go away. And like just,
yeah.
I don't know, dude, space.
So it was really cool to see that move. But truly the coolest part was like at totality, just even looking around at the ground.
Yeah.
Even,
the shadows were going wild.
Yeah,
too,
bro.
Dude.
It like, was nuts.
Especially like in that crescent. Like it was like creating like crazy, yeah. Like it was, and like bending shadows.
And that's like what made me feel like I was tripping.
Yeah, it was like, it was wild.
But the cool part is this was accidental, kinda. But like we were playing disc golf, like everybody at the park was like in the parking lot hanging out, like you know, hundreds of people. And like when it happened, they all scream and shit. And like we were out in the middle of like a field, and I was like, nice. Like I enjoyed like kind of being by ourselves, like for that, and like having space to enjoy it and like kind of look around. Mm-hmm. And like we're also in like a park, which is nature. It's not just like a parking lot. It was sweet, dude. Definitely worth my time. And I would like I said, I'd have drove probably up to 3 hours one way for that, dude.
Yeah, man. Everybody I talked to, of course, all of our friends and family back home and Marion, even Ernie was like on her route. She like hopped out of her shit and got to check it out. So
yeah, like my family went, my aunt's house in Fair Park was in totality. So they all went there. So that's sweet. One thing that came up the night before the wedding, the Marissa's best friend who was getting married started telling this story. And I was like, I've heard that story before and you might not be prepared, but I want you to talk about it, son. He told the story of the time where he had sleep paralysis.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
dude.
And I remember.
It's wild.
Yeah. So maybe just kind of take that from the top of like what happened.
Do you remember
to
how
you.
He described it?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, so don't tell me. Okay. Because one thing that's crazy is a lot of people like have similar experiences.
Yeah.
Dude, so, and I'm like, I don't believe it's like some demon or
right,
anything.
Right.
I don't buy into that. It's just a wild. Yeah, it's you're like hot in between like consciousness and sleep. That's all that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
But, I honestly, it still happens. It happens a lot. It's happened a lot to me, honest to God. And it's happened so much that I recognize, like, while it's happening, I recognize it's happening. And so, just so I, because it will weird you out, make you feel weird, I just keep my eyes closed, bro. I'm just like, don't look at the boogeyman. Don't look at the boogeyman. I swear to God. And because you're like, all right, whatever. And, like, so I found out that like if I lay on my back, that triggers it a lot of times. Like it almost never happens if I'm on my stomach. It's always on my back. And so what happens is you're almost outside of yourself and like everything gets dark, not unlike the eclipse.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean,
yeah.
Honest to God, that's a good. Okay. And like you just see shadows and then you'll see this black shadow like getting just bigger and like almost like it's coming. I'm getting like weirdly eerie, like talking about
this. Getting tripped out.
Yeah, but like you just, and it's like that every time. It's the shadow almost looks like a figure, almost, but it's just, and it's like kind of like this shadow envelops you. And sometimes I'll get auditory hallucinations, which is really freaky, like kind of like whispers or like in my head, like I'll be talking to it, and then like you can't move, which is crazy
because that's like
you can't like I'm like and I can't talk.
Yeah.
And like, and so like I'll try, like it feels like I'm trying to come out of it. So like I every time I always like try to like scream, like not a frightened scream, but like a
That's
and,
so funny.
And I can't. And I'm like the first time Cam was next door, I was like trying to holler at him in the room next door, like Cam. He said he didn't hear any of that.
Yeah.
And then like it's just I'm like and it every time. And then so like, and then finally, like you kind of snap out of it and like the room just turns back to normal and it's just wild. And like, so the other times where I feel it coming on, it's I'll sense the shadows. I will, dude. And I'm just like, I was like, I'll just be like, at this point, it's like, God damn it. Like it is. And
you're like, here it comes.
Yeah. And again, same deal. I feel the shadows like kind of enveloping me. Like it's crazy, man. Right. So what, so then how does that compare to what?
Yeah. So you do a lot more detail into it, obviously, but
it's happened to me so many times.
He's only had it once. So he was staying over at one of his friend's house on the couch, and he's in that like in between space, and there was like a roommate or whatever. I don't remember the specifics of that, but he knew there was another person in the house, and the other person was sleeping on like another couch. Right. And he's like in the middle of the night and like sort of the shadow stuff. And then he sees that a figure, right? Mm-hmm. He sees the shadowy figure. His brain thinks, oh, that's the roommate. Right. And so he just writes that off as, hey, that's the roommate. Da, 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 da. So then he like knows he's like awake and he's like going to get up or whatever, at least like move. Can't move.
Yeah. It's wild, right? Dude.
Can't move. And so now he tries to yell. Mm-hmm. Can't yell. Can't yell. Right. Yeah. So he's just stuck and can't move. Can't yell. Tripping out in his brain. Yeah. Right.
Because you said he's straight edge, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So a boy's never even danced with the devil, not even once. Yeah.
And so the person that was actually sleeping on the couch, here's what they hear.
Just, yeah, yeah.
Dude, and he like he replicated the noise. It was like similar to what I just did.
Yeah.
And he was like, that's the only thing I could get out. Yeah. And he goes, that's what broke it. Once I was able to make that sound. Yes. That's how I got out of it.
Yeah, that's how I get out of it every time is eventually you do, like, it's like you're trying to, like, come up for air, kind of. Like,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Yeah. And then, like, that's how you come out.
Because he
of
said
it.
He was trying to yell their name, mm-hmm, and stuff,
and
but none of that,
nothing,
none of that was working. And yeah. Then he said just this weird, like, sound came out.
It's almost without, it's like a natural, without even thinking, like, I just know to, like, try to break free of whatever. Yeah.
But yeah, he said that's how he broke out of it. It was when he made that sound, he finally, like, was free of it.
Yeah. There was, like, one time I could.
Real quick. Go ahead. The roommate. So then the roommate comes out of the room, like either that day or next morning. He goes, did you come out? He goes, I never came out here. So then that weirded him out because he like for sure saw somebody moving and the roommate was not there.
I remember thinking Cam came into my room the first time, actually.
Yeah.
You say that. One time it happened like in the morning and my parents were like cooking breakfast. I was still living at home. And I was just like trying to get down to breakfast and I couldn't. I swear to God.
You just smell that bacon. Yeah, you're like, I got to get down.
That was about the one time where I didn't get like the tripping out. My body just didn't work. And I was like, what the hell's going on here?
Yeah, that's never happened to me, dude.
Dude, it's wild, man. It does freak you out. Like in the moment, you're just panicked and tripping. But
yeah, you probably think you're like actually paralyzed or something.
It's like, it's indescribable. But then, like, as soon as you snap out of it, you immediately, like, oh, yeah, that was just some weird shit.
Right.
I can feel it coming on.
That's weird that you can feel it coming on.
It has happened to me, Dalton, so many times. It's unreal. And it hasn't happened for a while. And thank you, because it's probably going to happen tonight now.
Yeah.
So I got to lay on my tummy. But yeah, you do, like, I have been in the room with people before, like, when it's happened, like, just sacked out. And, like, yeah, they don't even hear a peep. Like, Cam was like, yeah, I don't remember that at all. Didn't hear you. Didn't do nothing.
That's funny, dude.
But it's just crazy that everybody has the same sort of general, like I said, I could never like see, but it's just like it does have a humanoid shape,
right?
Whatever it is, and then it's just like a big shadow. But yeah, it's truly just you're just caught in a weird, like between sleep and consciousness, and
yeah,
shit. You're almost like hyper aware of your.
When he said that, I was like, I got to bring that up. I'm glad I brought
it
up.
Yeah, you got me excited for a second. Dude. I haven't talked. I forgot about that stuff, to be honest with you. But yeah, it used to happen all the time, dude. It did scare the shit out of me the first time it happened. Oh, I had no idea what
I'm
was.
Sure.
Had no idea what.
Well,
because
I remember the first time you told me about it was when I learned about it. Mm-hmm. I didn't know it was a thing. That led me to do some research on it, and it's happened to people since the beginning of time. But you were the first person.
So so like I've heard shadow figure. A lot of people say that they see some little dude, like a little goblin,
yeah,
dude,
you. I saw that on the thing.
It's like, please. Yeah. Okay, and then like the others, like this. Shadow woman, which is probably just the same shadowy like figure,
right? Just they interpret it
as a woman or whatever. But yeah, cool. I mean, That
the noise I just made there, you just
have it. Well, just because you just unlocked trauma, now I'm like scared to death to go to sleep tonight, you asshole.
Hilarious.
So this weekend for me, nothing like super duper crazy. Went to the Reds game. Wasn't sure.
I forgot you went there.
Wasn't sure if we were going to go or not. Steed was in town.
Belated birthday, Steed.
Yeah, I hadn't seen him in a while, and his birthday was during the week, and we got tickets to see Bert Kreischer for free in Columbus through work, and
cool.
Went there, checked that out. That was kind of neat for what it was. And then the next day, because like I knew the Mets were in town, and so I was like, yeah, should we go? But it's only going to be like 50 degrees, and it gets chilly on that river.
You just want to see Frank the Tank, dude.
Chilly. We even brought that up. We were like, dude, what if Frank the Tank Fleming's here, like, sucking down dogs, dude?
Drinking sodas.
Yeah, exactly. So I let Wimpy out in the morning, and it was, like, barely 50 degrees. I knew it was going to get warmer, but I was like, it feels good. Like, it's baseball weather.
It's baseball weather.
So I was like, Steve, we're definitely going to this game. So I looked up. So the play is you get the $20 cheap nosebleeds.
Yep.
And then you just go and, like, as long as it's not packed, which it rarely is, you can just – so what I did was, the normal section that we go to, that was wide open. But another thing I thought to do is, like, right when we got in, I pulled up the MLB app and just checked what seats were still available, and I saw a massive chunk in this one.
Nice.
And so, like, we just claimed that. But, dude, I got Litty Titty. I did. We went to Fishbowl beforehand. We sucked down two fishbowls. They had Tipsy Bingo going on, which I had actually just saw a post about it online and forgot about it. Didn't realize they were on Saturday. So we played that. Like you just play bingo
right
while you drink and you can win like shots and shit like
that's
that.
That's cool.
But yeah. I didn't win anything. He didn't either. He came close. So I've got my pouch full of liquor, which I brought way too much liquor.
Better to have it not need it than to need it and not have it.
We get the sody pops and I take a sizable swig out of mine and then just, I always overpour that first one.
Yeah,
and
dude, I do that too.
And like it doesn't mix well.
And so it
just sits on top.
I know,
and you
dude.
Just suck in pure liquor.
I know.
We had
like hot vodka or whatever you're drinking.
And I had the bigger version of the pouch.
So that's a 32 ounce, I think.
No, okay. Well, then I had a medium sized one. 16 is what I had to have had. Yeah, if I had 32 ounces of liquor, that would have put us both down. So it was definitely 16, which is more than enough for two people.
Yeah.
And we had that killed, bro. I'm talking by the fourth inning.
So you're getting after it.
So then, because of my, which dude, I'm not going to buy another pack of smokes. I need to not.
You're the funniest because you turn on and off smoking cigarettes.
I walk
cigarettes.
A razor's edge. I got a good thing going.
You're good at it.
If I buy another pack, it's game over. So I need to just quit while I'm ahead. But at any rate.
You are actually good at like fake smoking though.
At any rate. I was like, let's go out and let's smoke. And then as I'm going out there, I see these people with these, essentially a wiffle ball bat with the top cleared off, just full of beer. And I was like,
I saw you had the picture of that.
I want that. So we each
isn't it funny how being drunk like makes you want stupid, silly
dude,
stuff?
The
dude.
Quest. Nobody knew where we could get it. We were asking all the vendors. They're like, well, it used to be sold here, but it ain't sold here.
They give you like a treasure map.
So you go. It was a quest. They go, just keep on going down that way. I've seen some fellers with it. So eventually we found it. You have to buy the bat and then the beer. And
probably like $30, bro.
For both. Yeah, the bat is 15, beer's 15.
How funny, I knew.
Steed buys both of them, dude. It was like $65.
Oh.
I was like, damn, boy. We went and got knocked back, so I was like, I'll get the wings.
Yeah.
We crushed.
At least you feel like you're getting something.
We crushed them. During that commotion, the Mets had scored like 4 points during that.
Points.
Or whatever. Four runs. Okay, my name's Dalton. I like sports.
Yeah, hey, man, the Mets scored 4 points by the time I got back with my baseball bat of beer.
It was at the end of the fourth.
At the end of the fourth, they had four points, and I had a baseball bat full of bourbon and beer.
So, so then we ended up, as soon as we sat back down, which our stolen seats got stolen by somebody
good
else.
For, good.
Which
that's
I
the
told,
way of the word.
It's a circle of life.
Yeah, circle of life.
Yeah, so then we just hopped right next to them.
For sure.
Whatever. Dude, you can't.
You almost appreciate them.
You can't bitch about that. But like the seats we were sitting in genuinely cost like $50+
right.
a piece. So like made out like bandits. Anyway, so we end up scoring some more points at the beginning of the eighth or seventh or whatever, like kind of late. Like we came back hard. So I'm like, hell yeah. So then top of the ninth hits. the Mets are at bat, and so it's like if they strike out or whatever,
game's over.
Yep. So I said, well, I gotta piss. We'll catch the end. You know how you can like walk out and like stand and see by home plate.
Yeah.
I was like, we'll just catch the end of the game there. It's pretty much over. Go into the bathroom, bro. We were just fucking talking about this on, I think, the last episode. Those bathrooms are always packed, right?
Yeah, always.
No? Okay. Always. So always just packed, drunk dudes at a baseball game trying to piss. And I see out of all, every urinal's taken, except for they're like parting the sea at this one urinal, and there's like, whoa, and I'm like, of course I gotta see what's going on.
See what's going on.
And they're like, that is poop. And I look at it and I was like, if that's poop, that my dog has pushed turds out.
Yeah.
I was like, is that some sort of candy? Is this some sort of prank? And I was like, that is not shit. I said, step aside. I said, I'll piss and I ain't afeard of it. And, like people were kind of crowded around me. Like, I swear to God,
watching you piss on this poop.
I'm like, please step aside.
Professional.
I do what every man would do in that situation. And I start cutting through that thing with my piss. And dude, it was poop. It was the unmistakable smell of, and I just go, it's poop, and everybody's like, oh,
that's great.
Some guy's like, fucking Mets fans, and like,
that is funny.
And so then I am like, how do you have any time
in a busy bathroom like that
to do that and get away with it?
I don't know.
How did they? So like then I'm like, is it human poop? Is it dog poop?
Do
they have it in a bag?
That's like, dude, the first thing I thought of is that's just somebody's prank. Like weird kink, even
or
dude.
It's a childish prank, and they
just bring in a bag of poop to put in the urinal, bro.
And I was like hawking the Cincinnati subreddit, the Red subreddit. I was like, sure, there were so many people in there, and like when we were coming out of the bathroom, that's all everybody was talking about. There's somebody pooped in that.
If it's a prank, if it's a kid, it's probably like, boom, picture, Instagram, TikTok. Yeah. That, like that
and
would
no,
like
well,
gener-
nobody
trying to
was
generate
like,
content.
Nobody was like commenting on this. And I go, that is wild. And I was just dumbfounded. Or the other scenario, which I think is way, the first scenario is definitely what happened, I'm sure. But another scenario that's not quite as likely, but still very possible is, some dude just had a nervous poop, saw his opportunity, and that's why he was only able to squeeze out some morsels, and maybe even had his buddies kind of blocking him in.
Why though,
bro? What makes a rainbow? maybe it was a kid that didn't get shamed by his teacher for shitting in the urinal when he should have.
Okay,
so that's what I was talking about. When it's like good that kid remembers because that's how you don't shit in a urinal when you're in your 30s at a Reds.
Because ain't you going like you certainly want toilet paper.
Mm-hmm. That begs that question. You just putting them cheeks back in because it was like
bro. There's probably
it was not a dry.
There's probably a percentage of the people that like. Don't really worry about wiping that butt.
All right, you brought it up. I wasn't going to bring up. Well, I brought up poop. I guess we always talk about poop, and I apologize. But when you wipe, do you go clockwise or counterclockwise?
Hey, I want. He shows the camera what he means.
Yeah. Or do you go left to right or right to left?
In and out.
But no, I don't know, man. And this is funny. I am a front wiper. We've talked about it. I don't need to go into detail, but I have found a lot more people that are solidarity with me as a front wiper for the record.
There you go.
But what's crazy is, and it's not, I don't believe it's a large percentage, but it's large enough to be alarming, of stand up wipers. They poop.
Bro, that don't make sense.
It doesn't make sense, dude, because your cheeks aren't being spread.
Exactly.
When you're standing upright, I'm telling you,
there's some level of peanut butter across bread.
You ain't
spread
you
down.
Ain't getting it clean.
No.
Okay.
No.
And it would be. It's not a huge percentage, but you ask around, and you might be shocked to find out how many people stand up to wipe when they're done.
Pooping. I
adult men.
I need to find an
adult male
that stands up when he wipes.
Crazy. I gotta find one.
I never heard of that.
You just grow up and get a bidet like a normal.
Like
goddamn,
a normal.
Spend $20 on Amazon.
Like a civilized human
spray
being.
Spray that thing out, dude. I swear to God, in the summertime, I don't even have to shit. I just want cold water in my asshole.
If you're listening to this and you can afford a up to $50 purchase and you don't have a bidet, just know I think you're an animal.
Yeah, and well,
I think
and it's
you're
like,
an animal.
It's such an easy install. It truly is. I am the least handy person in the world, and it's nothing for me to set up. But like, I'm telling you, just that squirt of water will take your body temperature down 10 degrees on the,
and just the cleanliness, bro.
Yeah, no, and it's kind of an inconvenience to wipe. Like, once you're used to that, dude, absolutely. I get pissed when I travel.
The worst part of vacation is no bidet. And it's just because the rest of the world has fallen behind. Mm-hmm. And there's some weird butthole thing going on with people where they're afraid to clean their butthole.
Yeah, bro. It's like, don't be afraid. I'll take swigs, dude. I flush out with that thing.
Hell yeah.
Another crazy thing. I'm going to switch gears. I do apologize. Yeah. I know that we talk about poop a lot. I will try not to bring it up next time.
Not really, but we
won't. Well, we do. But anyway. This is the grease trap. You talk about emptying the grease trap.
That's what you get.
You empty the grease trap. This is not that crazy of a story, but it blew my mind. So, Monday was a really nice day.
Yeah, it was.
So after the eclipse and stuff, I go home, I grab Wimpy, and I go, boy, we're going on a walk, bub. So we go down through the East End and park by, I think it's called like Memorial something Park. It's right by the river. So we just start walking around there, but as I'm driving there through the East End, dude, I'm going like 40, 45 mile an hour. I think it's called Riverside Drive.
Okay.
In the distance behind me, I see a chick just getting it on one of those like Lime scooters, but it's like a personal one.
Yeah.
So she's far enough back that I'm like, yeah, whatever. I'll kind of zone out, do my thing. Look up again. She's on me. Bro, I'm going 40, 45 mile an hour. How insane is that?
That is insane because we've done some cooking. Dude, not that fast, though.
And I'm like, how?
You wreck, you're done.
Well, and I didn't even know they could go that fast.
Well,
like, obviously,
said it's
the
personal one.
It's a personal one, but
so they
still
don't have a restrictor.
And it's like, girl, you're flirting with disaster, Molly Hatchet.
Straight up.
But it, like, I became a distracted driver because I kept looking up and I would look at my speedometer and I'm like, I'm going 45, I'm pushing 50, and she is on my tail. And as soon as it kind of like split apart, she like went around me and it blew my mind, dude.
Some people just don't want to live.
I'm telling you, you hit a pebble. Like, she had like a.
It don't matter.
She had like a full face helmet, but
imagine
no
the skin you're going to lose.
No body, no body pads. And she didn't have the meat cushion that, you know, like I got, but yeah, it just blew my mind. I had no idea.
That's crazy. And just, bro, like, and it seems like the more dangerous of a vehicle somebody gets on, the more dangerous they act. Like, motorcyclists are nuts, bro.
Yeah, man. I don't know. It's crazy. Do you want to play a game?
Yeah, dude.
Okay. So I can do some impressions, I think, pretty good.
Okay.
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 Other impressions, not so much.
Okay.
I've got this bad habit, and I'm going to try not to do it, where most of my impressions I can only do if I say their name while I'm doing it, which will ruin this. Okay.
That's funny.
But what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a couple impressions. I want you to guess them.
Okay. So see if I can guess the ruiner.
Guess the
impression.
I'm going to throw you some softballs to get started.
Okay.
Hey there, Dalton. How you do? Hold on. Hey there. Okay, damn it.
I think I got it, but I'm going to let you talk a little more.
Hey, how you doing?
Now I don't.
All right. All right. Hey, well, thank you. Hey, Dalton, how are you? Okay. I'm doing it very poorly.
Okay, so all right. My original guess, okay. And then I'll give you what it ended up like changing to.
Okay.
So my original guess, the way you started talking was like Bill Clinton.
That was who I was going for, dude. I just derailed.
So you started talking like Bill Clinton,
hey there, Monica.
and then it morphed, yeah, see, okay. And then it morphed into like a John Travolta, or not even like that, like it. God, what was I thought somebody? I can't remember who I was gonna guess,
dude,
but
hell yeah, Monica, I swear, Hillary.
Yeah, see, that's pretty good,
yeah, thank you,
yeah. So you started that way.
Well, thank you very much,
and yeah, I thought I had it, and then you
kind of in the same family as Dr. Phil.
Yeah, it is.
Well, Phil, whatever the hell his last name is, McGraw.
Who knows? Actually,
yeah, I do. It's Phil McGraw.
Phil McGraw.
Okay, so Bill Clinton, you got it right. I don't know what that's. Like
I don't
one
know
of my
what was
ones.
Happening there at the end,
oh,
but it was not Bill Clinton.
But that's why I have to like say names. So like, if I would have said Monica or Hillary, like that's kind of how I keep like getting in the
get back in it. Yeah.
Who am I?
Sylvester Stallone.
All right. Okay. Softball number two. All right.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Okay. Now you get the gist of it.
Yeah.
Let's get in the meat and taters here. Yeah. All right. Yeah.
So that's I'm gonna change what I originally thought. I'm gonna go with Fred Durst.
Yeah.
Really?
If only we could fly. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Fred
okay.
Durst. Yeah. That's what I got to say his name, Fred Durst.
The other one that I was, the very first thing
I'm
I thought.
I'm proud of you, dude.
Well, the first thing I thought was Flava Flav. And then
And
then you did a few more, and I was like, "That's Fred Durst."
I keep rolling. Yeah, rolling.
I will say on that one, I have. It's not that I cheated. It's just. So do you remember that gas station by where I used to live in Dayton, and they said that Limp Bizkit?
Yeah, dude, I forgot about.
So
that.
Me and Whip have kept Limp Bizkit jokes running.
Yeah,
and so every once in a while, like within the last 3 months, I've done this. I'll just record an audio message and text, and I'll just go, "Yeah, come on, like stuff like that." So I kind of was prepped
Fred
to know
Durst.
Fred Durst.
Fred Durst. Fred Durst. Yeah. If only we could fly. All right. Okay.
All right.
Yo, you right? Hey, what's up? All right. Yo, who yo dog?
Tracy Morgan.
Yeah, dude.
Okay,
good.
Okay.
Yo, Tracy Morgan.
Okay.
That's I usually gotta say Tracy Morgan when I do Tracy Morgan.
Yeah. That was one I had it before that. I just had to remember his name.
Oh, dude.
Like, okay. I had it right away. I just couldn't remember his name.
Yeah. Okay, that was Fred Durst doing Tracy Morgan. Okay, this is, last one. This is going quicker than I thought.
Yeah, I'm doing good,
I thought I was
going
to stump you. This is going to be tough. Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Oh. Hold on. Oh, Robbie, oh, Deborah, oh, don't laugh, oh,
I don't have this one, it sounds like a weird Peter Griffin.
No, okay, hold on, oh, Robbie, oh, Deborah,
I want to get it, dude. I want it to go perfect.
I can't. This is when I have to say his name to do it.
Oh, hold on. No, I think I got it.
Deborah. Oh. All right, hold on. Rob. Oh. No. Oh. Oh. Hey. Oh. Ray Romano. No. Yeah, dude, I'll be in parking garages like, Ray Romano.
But Aaron, it's pretty good once I know who it is. Yeah,
I have this thing where I can't like do it without saying their name. Like for some reason I have to say, it's like their Pokemon. Like they have to say
their
name.
That's funny. Dude, I once you said I got it.
You're such a stupid kid.
I like it. I didn't watch that much. Everybody Loves Raymond, so it's not. I'm not super familiar. Obviously, he's got a distinct voice.
Yeah, like warm up.
Oh, dude, no, yeah. If you can come up with more of those, I'm down. It almost sounds like an alternate version of Yoda having some trouble
kind
too.
Of Kermit, kind
yeah,
of.
Yeah, you're like.
Yoda.
It's funny, dude.
That's all I got. I'll try to think of some more that I honestly only put a couple because I thought it was going to go. I'm glad I stumped you with Ray Romano, and I'm actually impressed on the Tracy Morgan one.
Yeah, I got it like right away.
Yeah, you did. That was good. Can you do impressions at all?
Not really. Yeah. I'd like not of specific people. I can do like different dialects, but not
disappointed.
Like.
Disappointed. I got the Bill Clinton all fucked up. I feel like I'm doing it pretty good.
So
right
if
now.
If you wouldn't have given me those because like you said four words or whatever what it was, and like that sounded that sounded like Bill Clinton, and then you went into something weird, dude.
I wish I knew what I was talking about when I was doing it, but I'll tell you what. I'm from Arkansas.
I was laughing about something that is not to mind. It seemed like the Floridians had not done this in elementary school or middle school. So here we'll demonstrate it.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, hand me that cup. Check.
Dude, ho checking?
Yeah, dude. So
I ho checked. I ain't been ho checked in 20 years.
That's what I'm saying, dude. That was a forgotten thing, and I don't know what made me think of it. So then I started talking about it, and they were like, "Yeah, we have no idea what you're talking about."
Check. You're just being a dick.
And so, if you're not familiar with it, because maybe this didn't go very wide, The concept is exactly what just happened. I asked him to like hand me a pencil or hey, hand me the thing. And the key there is you can't say please. Can't say please. It's got to be hey, hand me that. And then when they do it, because they're probably going to do it and not think about it, then you say check, and it essentially means they're your bitch.
Yeah, and then another I guess hoe checking is technically like, hey, yo, Sizzle, what? Just hoe checking. I think that's technically hoe checking.
But yeah, I was just dying laughing on the concept of check, dude.
Yeah, that is funny, dude. I forgot about that, bro. That is funny.
I'm glad you hadn't thought of that in a while, too.
Yeah, you got me. You set me up.
Yeah, dude, but I was just dying laughing because, you know, it's part of elementary school, middle school history, dude, and apparently that one, like, you know, the Batman Smells song is universal. Jingle Everybody Bells, knows about
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
This one that maybe didn't make it, dude. Let us know.
Okay, so do you remember, I remember you specifically doing this. I don't even know if it was widespread or not. This is early, dude.
Okay.
This
I wonder if I'm even going to remember
early,
this.
Early. I hope you do, man, because I promise you.
I trust your childhood memory.
You would fart and then you go chocolate.
Yeah, no, bro. I've talked about that.
Is that a thing? You like farting chocolate.
So the reason at least so maybe it's not widespread, but
you were the only person I ever saw
so
do it.
I didn't make it up for sure. I don't remember who I saw do it, but somebody did it and I thought it was hilarious, so I carried it on.
Yeah, I would think it was hilarious, but you were the only one that
the idea was everybody starts licking their finger and sticking their finger to their head, and you have to say a different ice cream flavor. And if you remember, when somebody runs out, you get punched.
I don't remember any of that at all. Yes. I literally thought the joke was, I farted, so that's chocolate.
No. Yeah. So, like, if you did it and you did chocolate, then I would go, vanilla, and now I'm safe. It's like a version of...
You would
like
always do chocolate, it's though, like, and I thought... I did not know it's that
like
that's
a,
how that
It's
played.
Like a version of doorknob.
That's crazy.
It's like an alternate... version of doorknob.
I've been living with that memory for damn 30 years, dude. I didn't even know
the context.
Yeah, that's crazy. I'm glad you remember that.
Yeah, I'm glad. There's always a chance with your little childhood memory, dude, that you'll get me because you have like a video recorder. My memory doesn't start until like middle school, and then I have a pretty good one.
But. I got useless autistic.
Yes, you
things.
Do. Yes,
yeah.
You do.
Like I don't got any.
Like you remember stuff. Like what we ate at like Dale Ball's 6th birthday party?
Yeah, yeah.
I'll be like, dude, how? No, I don't remember that.
Oh man.
But yeah, dude, that's funny. Yeah, I do remember that. It let us know too, because I don't know if that one's widespread either. And because I don't remember who I learned it from. So if you played the ice cream flavor game after farting, let us know. But yeah, I didn't make that up. I remember seeing somebody do it and thought it was hilarious.
Mm-hmm. My DPZ's about run dry, dude.
Uh oh.
What do you got cooking for the week coming up, man? Anything fun?
Week coming up? No, not really. Nothing special. Going to visit mom on Saturday, so I'll meet up with the old Zacharooney. That'll be the highlight there. We'll play around to disc golf. I'll hang out with him. But yeah, no, I'm gonna take it easy. I've been doing something every weekend. So yeah, I got some driving to do, but yeah, nothing crazy. You cooking? You cooking?
Yeah, man. So I got that wedding. I'm marrying my boss. Yeah. So that'll be nice because that'll be the second wedding I've done before yours. So I've at least got a couple dry runs in. They're doing this. It's something different. So I've got it like kind of jotted down. But they're doing like a whiskey blending thing because that was like
after the ceremony,
like during the ceremony.
Yeah, yeah, so, that's what I mean. That's
yeah.
What I mean.
So like, instead of like some people do the candles uniting,
some people do candles. They did a rope at the one I was just at. Braided a rope. I've seen sand. They mixed two different colors.
So this one they got like a little cask and. You pop the bunghole, and then each one...
it's actually called the bunghole.
Yeah, it is. And then each one pours whatever drink of their choice, and then they blend it. And then I think the idea is like their one-year anniversary.
That's cool.
They hit it up. One that I thought was cool from a wedding I went to over the summer is they had like this locked chest, and they had like a nice bottle of liquor in there. Maybe it was wine, some sort of booze. It looked nice. Two really nice cups, and they each wrote love letters to each other, like, you know, why I love you or whatever. And the idea is you either hold on to it for, you know, X amount of years, or like your first like major fight and you're like thinking about throwing in the towel, you pop it open, have some drinks, and you read each other's love notes, and the other one doesn't know about it before.
Yeah, I like it as the anniversary seems defeatist for the, hey, we might get to the point where I'm going to fucking leave. And so let's get drunk about it.
Yeah, let's get drunk and read this. See how good you used to be to me. That's actually a terrible idea.
Terrible idea. Yeah.
Damn, I was like welling up thinking about it, but yeah, that's actually that's dangerous.
That's a good
idea, but it's on paper it's good, but it's dangerous in practice.
That's funny.
That's what you do, your better move is the anniversary.
So I guess did they say what it was for, or did you?
Dude,
did you
I don't
that,
remember.
Did you
bro,
breathe that context?
I probably added some shit into that along the way because I was pretty hammered.
Yeah, because like I just imagine them being on stage. Yeah, whenever I'm deciding to leave her, I'll have my chest of whiskey over here.
I didn't even think about that. You always think about nasty things.
Well, no, like you said it. You said it. I've just thought about it.
What one thing that was funny, and I was talking to Aaron a little bit about this actually, and I want to see if it happens this time. So, kind of as a gag or whatever, for this coming wedding and the first one I did, which was another gal from work, I just got, it's a non-denominational. I'm ordained through the Universal Life Church. I don't care what religious background, what personal beliefs. I don't care. Love is love. I'll marry whoever if you want it. I think it's a cool thing to have for my friends and shit. It's like, I'll just marry you guys. Like, don't worry. It's one less thing you got to worry about.
And from my perspective, cause you're marrying us, it's cool that like my best friend is
doing
it.
No, like, not like dude, it's like super easy. Each state has got its own requirements. I got to take a look at Ohio. I think there's some documents I got to get on order. Kentucky just don't give a shit. Like one of the questions you have to like literally confirm on a piece of paper that you guys aren't like directly related by blood. Like that's one of the prerequisites.
Yeah. Funny. Yeah.
Feeding that stereotype. But anyway, so I would wear like this priest outfit with the collar, the button up all the way, like I look like a priest. And then me and my boss before her wedding, we ended up going to Blaze, this like cigar kind of Cuban cocktail bar in Newport. She got married at the aquarium and I kind of start getting lit up. And so it's cracking up to see like a priest, you know, drinking.
Yeah.
And everybody got a kick out of it, like at the wedding party and people at the wedding. We had a good time, great ceremony. Everything went well. It was a hit. Everybody knew I was not religious. Right. Everybody was like in on the joke.
It's like a Halloween costume in a way.
It is. Yeah. And like I'm drinking beers all night. I'm walking around. They had like, you could walk through the aquarium, dude. They had, they had fucking penguins out, bro. I'm just chilling with the penguins, drinking my Ronies. But what's funny is as the evening progressed, like you could go out on like kind of near the... like the river outside the aquarium. Yeah. They had an outside bar there. So we were out there and I would just be like chilling. My boss, I think, had either left or he was just too far gone. He was just drunk and in his own thing. So I really wasn't hanging out with anybody, but I was vibing.
Right.
You know, so I'd go out there, have my drinks. And dude, I don't know if it's because of the getup, but like people would kind of come up to me and half-ass like spill their guts to me a little bit.
Just,
and like,
there's like that level of trust for whatever
reason. I swear to God, which I like people kind of put that, like I got that charm to a degree anyway, especially with like strangers, because people that know me just know I'm full of shit anyway. But like it just seemed like more people, and they knew I wasn't like religiously affiliated or anything. So
right.
I'm curious.
Just their subconscious.
Yeah, it's weird. And I would, man,
which is funny that people trust priests. Talking about Diddler Island.
Yeah, exactly, bro. They found it. The Vatican was where it started.
Yeah, they founded Diddler Island, dude.
But yeah, and I was drunk enough to where I'd be like, well, I don't know. You know, here's my take on it. Here's my advice. And you know what you always, what's that you always say about me?
You do. What do I say about you?
I always make the
you
best
always
choices.
Make sound decisions.
Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah, I always make sound decisions. So anyway, yeah. So I'm curious to see if that's the case on that, because it's going to be lather, rinse, repeat. After the ceremony, we're all going to get hammered. I'm going to wear that all night.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
So I'll report in next week, man. So
yeah. Tell us about people's sins, dude.
The DPCs run dry.
That means
you know what
time.
That means.
Like and subscribe and share.
Yeah, please,
and
please share.
Up.
Like if you listen on like Spotify or Apple, like throw a review on that and
comment.
Literally, the only people watching or listening are our friends.
Help
we
us
know
feed
you.
The algorithm. If
go
you
send it to your other, send it to some work friends or whatever. Just see if they like it.
At the end of the day, this ain't about money for us.
Yeah, if you think it's funny, like don't just do it out of obligation, but if you actually genuinely enjoy
think
this,
it's funny.
That's all I got, man. Till next time.
Till next time.
Latro Gatro. I did it.
You did it.
I did it.